It's Wednesday, November 12th, and with your news at 7 a.m., I am Leonard Witbien. The Hospitality Association says the tourism industry continues to recover steadily, with third quarter room and bed occupancy exceeding both 2024 and pre-pandemic figures. Room occupancy rose by 2% compared to last year and nearly 1% higher than that of 2019, while September recorded a 4% rise to just over 66. Gita Petzold is the Hospitality Association's chief executive.
Looking to 2026 and the forward bookings that have at this stage come in thus far, now being the season where people in our main source markets, that's Central Europe, start booking when it becomes grey and misery over there, the forward bookings are very, very slow, and it is reason for concern. If one looks at some of the quotes for our airline tickets connecting Namibia to Europe, some of those quotes are almost three times as high as they were last year, which makes Namibia a very expensive and almost unaffordable destination. There's a lot of work to be done on that. Air Access is our umbilical cord to our tourism industry, so we need to work on that to ensure a bright future for us going into 2026.
A new report launched in Windhoek aims to enhance understanding of the informal economy and support inclusive growth. The diagnostic report on informality developed by the Bank of Namibia with government ministries and the United Nations highlights key challenges and policy solutions for a sector that sustains most citizens, particularly women and youth. Dr. Michael Humavindu is the chairperson of the National Working Group on Informality and executive director in the Finance Ministry.
To date, when we look at the data, it tells a different, undeniable story. This sector is not a side economy. It is a pillar of our national life. It's attested by the number of almost more than half the houses that showed that they were raised by informal economy. It is the engine room where that an estimated 58% of our workforce finds their livelihood.
The National Council has urged government and educational institutions to strengthen civic education to boost public participation in governance, as reported by News on One's Selma Tapopi. This follows outreach visits to the Karas and Erongo regions, where many citizens were found to struggle in distinguishing between the roles of the National Assembly and the National Council.
National Council Vice Chairperson Victoria Kauma on Tuesday said that a significant number of citizens lack awareness of how Parliament is structured, its functions, and the ways in which the public can contribute to the legislative process. Similar findings were reported during the Council's outreach visits to the Zambezi, Kavango East and Kavango West regions, where it was observed that the limited understanding of the distinct roles of the two parliamentary houses extend to both children and adults.
Women fleeing Sudan's Al-Fashir city have reported killing, systematic rape and the disappearance of their children after the paramilitary rapid support forces seized control, the UN Agency for Women told Reuters. The city's capture on October 26 cemented the RSF's control of Darfur amid its ongoing war with the Sudanese army, with residents describing civilians being shot in the streets and attacked in drone strikes. Internationally, U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to sue the BBC for $1 billion U.S. over an edited slip in a documentary. The controversy has prompted the resignations of two top executives, as reported by correspondent Charlotte North.
It claimed the way the documentary was edited suggested the president had encouraged the riots. The president's legal team has demanded the retraction of statements contained in the documentary that aired in 2024. The BBC have until Friday to offer a retraction and compensation. This legal threat is the latest in a flurry of actions the US leader has taken to punish critical media. Those moves include defamation claims against US outlets, slashing public broadcasting budgets, and removing journalists from the White House press pool. Charlotte North, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.